My Friend Angel, written by Turgay Evren and read by Aksan İlhan. My parents often tell me the stories of the prophets. You can't imagine how excited I get and what beautiful dreams I have while listening to them. I go to heaven and make friends with Prophet Adam. I walk around in heaven with him and Mother Hawa. Am I the first child in paradise? I wonder. Do you want to join me on this journey? Okay then, close your eyes as hard as a bird shivering with the cold does, but never shut your ears. Open them as wide as an elephant's ear. Come on, let's listen to this story all together. Long, long ago, Allah created Adam, the first man and the first prophet. He had hands like our hands and feet like our feet. He had eyes and ears the same as we have. He used to talk and smile the same way we do. He used to run and walk like us. He was the first man living in heaven. The angels were the neighbors of the prophet Adam in heaven. The angels liked our prophet Adam a lot, even though he did not look like them. They became friends with him. The angels were good friends. They never lied and disobeyed Allah. Allah taught Prophet Adam the names of all the objects in heaven. Prophet Adam knew more than what the angels knew. The angels showed respect to him. They bowed before Prophet Adam, as Allah commanded them to do, all except for Satan. He was very proud of himself. He disobeyed Allah's order. "I am better than Adam," he said. "You made me from fire, but him from earth. Why should I bow down before him?" he said. Allah sent Satan out of his presence because he did not obey him. From now on, Satan would try to cheat the people. That was his promise. Do you know how Satan deceives people? Of course, by telling people lies and showing the bad is good. You must know the fairy tale of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. The evil-hearted witch puts poison into a very beautiful-looking apple. Snow White gets deceived by the beauty of the apple and eats it. Satan, like that witch in the story, shows all the bad things as beautiful. He tries to stray people from the true path. Allah created a friend for Prophet Adam. She was a human just like him. Her name was Hawa. Our Prophet Adam and the angels liked her in a short time. Our father Adam and mother Hawa could stay in heaven forever on the condition that they keep away from Satan. Then Allah showed them a tree. "Never come close to this tree and don't eat fruit from it," Allah warned them. He continued, "If you eat from it, you will have to leave this paradise." Our father Adam and mother Hawa lived in heaven for a long time. They lived in bliss and happiness. They had everything they wanted. They got on well with their friends, the angels. But there was someone watching them all the time. Who do you think it was? Of course, Satan. One day, Satan approached them quietly. "Heaven is such a beautiful place, isn't it?" he asked them. "There are many different kinds of food. You have tasted all of them. But why don't you eat the fruits of this eternal tree? Look how beautiful they are," he said. Prophet Adam and Mother Hawa looked towards the tree which Satan pointed at. It was the tree forbidden by Allah. "If you taste one of the fruits of this tree, you are going to live in heaven forever," Satan told them in his sweetest sounding voice. "You are going to become like your angel friends," he said. Father Adam and Mother Hawa liked the angels so much. It would be so nice to become like them. They wondered if they should pick one apple and eat it. Just for an instant, they believed in Satan's lie and forgot about the promise they made to Allah. They picked one apple from the forbidden tree and ate it. Immediately, they realized what a big mistake they had made. They became very upset. They asked Allah for his forgiveness. Allah knew how unhappy Adam and Hawa were. He forgave both of them, but they couldn't stay in heaven anymore. As a result, they were sent down to earth to live there. From that day on, our father Adam and mother Hawa started to live on earth. They would work very hard to return to heaven. They would worship Allah. They wouldn't believe in Satan's lies, but would make friends with the angels instead.